I'm now going to speak to Rob Beale, managing partner of Morris Owen, based in Old Town in Swindon. Rob, thanks for joining us. We've talked about various accounting terms over the years. Let's talk about cash flow. Cash flow is put up there as the most important factor in running a business. Why is that?
Basically, people look at a business and they talk about profitability, and profitability is the difference between what you, in theory, earn and the expenses that you have to pay for. The reality is what you earn, you might not get paid for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and yet what you've got to pay for, you may have to pay next week or the week after. And therefore, cash flow has always been, you know, the old adage, cash is king, is actually because that's the reality of life. If I've sold something for £1 million, but I'm not actually going to get that money from 2 years, I've got no cash in order to pay my staff, pay my employees, bills and all of that type of stuff. And so cash is the real pulse today. It's the lifeblood of a business. It allows the wheels to keep turning and to make sure everything works. Profit actually is what generates the cash, and therefore it's the balance between the two. But the day-to-day side of it, most businesses don't go out of business because they have lack of profit. They actually go out of business because of lack of cash.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. That, though, is a symptom of the way that we do business. And if we paid everybody in the same cycle as we got paid, that would go away, wouldn't it?
To some degree, yes. And I think if you take what's happened in the last 2 years with COVID, and you look at, if you want to call it the recession or the economy that went through those last couple of years, it was like nothing I've ever experienced before. If I go back to every recession that I've lived through and worked through, what happened was people stopped paying other people. And therefore, the cash flow stopped, and therefore people couldn't pay it on, and businesses failed as a result of that. Actually, what's happened in the last 2 years was people were paying their bills almost as soon as they arrived. And there was this feeling of, I want to know where I am from my cash perspective, because then I know I don't owe any money and I know where I am. And I think you're exactly right that if there is a mentality that everyone says, we will pay, collect our money in, and we will pay everyone else, then actually that cash cycle will positively support businesses and allow them to continue to operate.
Yeah. When one is planning one's business and doing a cash flow plan, how do you go about that? What's the rudiments of creating a cash flow plan?
Basically, you normally start off by doing a forecast of your profit and loss account. So you forecast your income, you forecast what expenses you're going to incur. Once you've got that, you then say, right, my income, for example, for the month is going to be X. When do I expect to receive the cash of that? And therefore, your cash flow is almost a process that falls over those numbers. And you then say, right, I've got X amount of money coming in. These are the payments that I have to make. Therefore, I know when they're going out. And you build up this model that says, therefore, in theory, this is what my cash position is for the business over a period of a cycle.
And in terms of a cushion, what kind of percentage or monthly amounts would a good business hold in terms of cash reserves?
It's either cash reserves or cash facility. So, for example, whether it's actually having money sat in the bank or whether it's saying we've got headroom within banking facilities, I'd normally like to see a minimum of 6 months overheads. Yeah. Because then you know that you've got the resilience to deal with, you know, if someone doesn't pay you this week or next week, actually, it's no big deal. You can work with that and you know that you've got your overheads covered.
And so that's either cash reserves or a facility to give you that.
Yes.
And what's a good deal in terms of creating a facility at the moment? So basically it's an overdraft, I guess, isn't it? Is that how you term it?
It might be an overdraft facility. It might be some form of invoice financing facility. It might be going to the bank and getting a loan and just having that cash sat there at this, you know, a lot of people took out CBILS loans during the COVID period, and they're sat there still with cash on their bank in their bank, knowing that they owe it back to the bank, and they're considering, actually, do I pay this loan off in one lump sum, or do I just have that buffer of cash there and pay the loan off under normal terms?
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That's really, really interesting. What about currencies? If businesses, which quite, you know, clearly a lot of businesses do transact with foreign currencies through imports and exports, how does one plan through fluctuations in exchange rates and things like that? What's your advice on how to deal with those issues?
Well, I think anyone that's that in that position needs to look at the potential for fluctuation and sensitivity to that fluctuation in exchange rates, and then potentially be working with banks to look at some form of future hedging that gives them some certainty. And it's a bit like, you know, going to the bank and saying, I want to borrow some money. Do I go for a fixed rate loan or do I go for a variable rate loan? What I've found over the years is people will sit there, whether it's looking at a future hedge against currency movements or fixed or variable rate loans, and they will say, oh, I got that right. I'm a winner, or I lost as a result of it. And I've always taken the view that they're actually looking at the products that are available in the wrong way. If you're looking at a future hedge against currency movements, it's not to win or lose, it's to give you certainty.
Yeah.
And that's actually what you're paying for. You know, you do a big piece of business today with another country in a different currency. Do you want to take the risk that you may get more or less? Or actually, do you turn around and say, I'd like to hedge against that? I know for definite how much profit I've made on that transaction. And if I've won or lose, that's just a cost of giving me that certainty, but it's worth it.
Yeah, very good. Rob Beale, Maurice Owen, thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thank you.